do this. It's Jim Bray, our live 88.5 car crasher. He does not employ, deploy the airbags. He does write reviews for automobiles, and you will find those at live88.5.com. Click on the startup button at live88.5.com. You'll get to our blog, and you'll find the links for Jim's work. We've got him on the line this morning. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. I can imagine you've been enjoying this, the Cayman S.
Yeah, the Cayman S is, it was great. I had some overlap with it. I had the Boxster S immediately before it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically the same car, except that the Boxster is a convertible and the Cayman is a hardtop. It's actually a hatchback. So you get some advantage in that you get additional storage space as well,
because right.
there's a surprising amount of room. I mean, with all Porsches, it has a trunk up front. Well, not the Cayenne, but all the Porsche sports cars. There's a trunk up front, and then there's a little trunk at the back in the case of the Boxster. But the Cayman ups that as well, because you get the one on the back, plus you get the rest of the hatch.
Hmm.
And, it's pretty good. But, yeah, as far as the car goes, it's just an absolute blast. It would be really tough for me to decide which one I would buy if the Lotto gods were to smile on me. But I think I would go for the Cayman.
So why do you like the Cayman better than the Boxster?
I like the hardtop better than the convertible because I just don't like the sun beating down on me like I did when I was a kid. It didn't bother me as much. you can't get a sunroof in it, unfortunately. But, it's just, and it has the same interior as the Boxster and pretty well the same interior as the 911, which is luxurious without beating you over the head with it, but everything is where it should be. They even have remarkable little storage spaces. The cup holders fold up inside the dashboard when you're not using them, and even the armrests have little storage bins inside them.
I don't think Porsche ever did that sort of stuff.
So, they've had to keep up to be competitive.
Right.
It's like they've added Bluetooth and they've added universal audio interfaces, and each one costs you, $500 or $600, which is kind of annoying. You think of a car in this class, I mean, the thing starts at about $60,000. You think that they would have more as standard equipment. But on the other hand, they put it where it counts, into the engineering and the construction.
What's the engine in the Cayman?
The Cayman is the same engine as in the Boxster. It's 3.6 liter in the S. Flat six. They call it a boxer engine, which basically, instead of a V6 or a straight six, it has two banks of three cylinders that fire toward each other, kind of like fists going at each other. That's why they call it a boxer.
Oh, okay.
It has 320 horsepower in the S configuration, which in a car as light as this, I think it's only about 3,000 pounds. I mean, it really goes.
Now,
I actually was using it on the weekend to test a radar detector I just got to do a review of, and I discovered that it doesn't work.
It's funny
it
how those
work.
Those two go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah, so I was driving along, I guess, feeling kind of complacent, because this is a state-of-the-art radar detector. Supposedly has a database built in for red light cameras and all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So while it was busy telling me to watch out for the red light camera, the cop comes up from behind a little abutment and says, ha-ha!
Oh, no.
So that radar detector is going to get a great review.
Yeah. Expensive review. The talk in Ontario these days is all about hands-free devices while driving, and I take it the Cayman's probably loaded with that sort of stuff, at least on the options.
You can get it like that. It has a Bluetooth interface that you can get, and it does a really nice job. You pair your phone with it, and it will download your entire phone book right into it. I have an iPhone, and it downloaded everything in my Outlook contacts, which was kind of annoying because there's only about six numbers in there that I actually call. The rest of them are people, some of whom I haven't spoken to in years because I never do any file maintenance.
Right.
So you had to scroll through all this stuff. But it also had a neat audio interface that I could plug my iPhone into it, and it would take the interface and put it on the touch screen so that instead of having to mess with the phone, I could just use the touch screen in the middle of the car, which was a lot better.
That's awesome. And what did the price tag on that go for?
Well, the car starts at about $60,000. The one that I had included options such as Bi-Xenon headlights, which I really recommend. I mean, they're very, very bright. They work well. Also, it had that PDK transmission that we spoke of before, the double-clutch automatic manual, which has won me over. I think if I were buying one, I would get that. That's about a $4,000 option, too, but really worth it. So, anyway, mine, as it sat, was $90,000.
Wow, $90,000 in the driveway. That's something else.
$1,000 extra just for the macadamia metallic paint, which is a beautiful brown color. You wouldn't think of brown looking good on something like a Porsche. But this shade looks really great.
Macadamia.
Nice. I love that. It's not silver. It's pewter. It's not brown. It's macadamia.
That's right. Well, maybe they think you're some kind of a nut. I don't know.
It's Jim Bray on with the Live 88.5 Startup. If you go to live88.5.com, click on the Startup button. You'll find a link there to Jim's column and his writings. And, Jim, how about a look ahead here? You wanted to talk about Hyundai.
Yeah, we talked a couple of months ago about the Hyundai Genesis. Now, they just brought that out. It's their new high-end car, and they've done it as a sedan, and they've done it as a sports coupe, and they've both been received really well. I haven't driven the coupe. I have driven the sedan. And the only thing I didn't like about it was I thought it was the suspension was a little floaty on it. Well, I thought it was a lot floaty. But other than that, it's a beautiful car.
Yeah.
But now I've learned that they're coming out with something that is even more high-end. They're going straight after the BMW 7 Series and the Mercedes S-Class and, you know, the big Lexus LS 460.
Yeah.
The car that right now is called the Equus. Now, they may change that name, and I think they should, if only so that people can spell it. But anyway, it's going to be cheaper when it comes out. It'll be coming out next year as a 2011 model, available the second half of next year. And it's going to be like Lexus and Infiniti first did when they came out with their luxury cars. They're going to target the big German ones, but then charge about $20,000 less.
Oh, wow.
At least until they make their name, and then they'll mark it up accordingly during that.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be a very good car. If it's like the Hyundais that have been coming out lately, they're all terrific cars.
Yeah.
It'll be a way to get a really nice high-end car for 20 grand cheaper. V8, 6-speed automatic transmission, you know, everything. Radar, parking assistance, a lane departure warning system, which I really hope you can turn off, because I tried one of them in an Infiniti, and it was really annoying.
Yeah.
Hey, it's great if you're falling asleep, I suppose, but if you're falling asleep, you shouldn't be in the lanes anyway if you're departing from them.
And why is it $20,000 cheaper?
Well, they're going to have to eat some of the profits in order to make their name. You know, once they have a few out there and it starts getting the buzz and getting good reviews that they hope it's going to get, and it probably will, then they can start jacking it up.
Is that kind of what Infiniti and Lexus did when they first came out?
That's exactly what they did. They were going at $55,000 U.S. cars for $35,000.
Right.
Whereas now, you know, now they're not that much, if any, cheaper at all.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, they spent the last 20 years building their reputation, and they've done a fine job of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Hyundai is actually kind of following the Toyota scheme. Actually, I heard, I don't know if this is exactly true or not, but I heard once that somebody was asking a Toyota executive, you know, so what do you think about the competition? You know, you got Honda, you got Nissan. He says, no, we're not worried about them. You know, we've been competing against them for years. We're more worried about Hyundai.
No kidding.
And so they should.
Yeah. Hmm. Very good. It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher on. And you always end with a tip. Do you have a tip for us this morning, Jim?
Yeah, I woke up this morning and there was about 2 inches of snow. So I thought maybe a good tip here would be about cleaning snow from your car.
Okay.
I see this all the time. People clean off the windshield and then they drive away. And, of course, what happens immediately is that the snow blows from the hood back over the windshield so you can't see.
Right.
And it slides from the roof back over the rear windshield so you can't see. Or even worse, it starts blowing off your car and starting to cover the car behind you.
Right.
So, you know, it's not only a safety thing, it's a courtesy thing. If you're going to go out there and clean your car off, clean off the roof, clean off the hood. I clean off the whole car unless it's something that's really too tall for me to get at.
Right.
In which case, I just do a few donuts until it blows off. But
Very good. Thanks a lot, Jim. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, sounds good.
Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find his auto reviews at live88.5.com. Click on the Startup button.
Thanks for bringing up snow, Jim.
Yeah.
Thanks.
The benefits of living in Calgary, Alberta, where the streets are paved with gold. But you'd never know it because there's snow covered.
That's the place.
Yeah. It's the Live 88.5 Startup, and let's check on Live 88.5 traffic now at 8:23.
And this update is for Ottawa Paddle Shacks. End of year clearance sale. It's at 2:55.